So, Susie, I'm going to start with certified yoga instructor, managed a startup, sales consultant, account manager, community arts nonprofit, overseas arts programming, and you're also an artist, healing practitioner, teach violin, yoga, writing, personal development. You act, produce, write, sing in local plays and musicals. Such a varied background. it's incredible. I'm wondering, what are some of the common threads in this background, getting at kind of the essence of all this great education you've had?
Well, I think I do what's fun for me. And really, like, whether it's through the holistic arts, yoga, Reiki, or through music, singing, acting, it's all about expression and really feeling the best that I can feel and doing what I love.
It seems like you like bringing other people into that world as well. I mean, giving them the opportunity to have that same sort of feel.
Absolutely. Building community through the arts and through yoga is really a focus. So bringing people together around these beautiful practices and just kind of providing a platform for folks to come together and express and share and kind of push beyond their own personal boundaries to be the amazing people that we are.
Give me an example of you pushing through a boundary through the arts. Maybe a recent victory along those lines?
Sure. Right now we're in production for the Shirelles. And I've gotten a group of about 10 women and a band together to cover the Shirelles. You know, they sang, Mama said there'd be days like this. Yeah. And so that's been kind of a stretch for me, just really owning a project and seeing it from start to finish. And it's been really empowering bringing together a lot of folks that have maybe never really performed or sang in public before. And we're doing that for the Crankies Halloween party.
Great.
So it should be really fun.
Well, Emily, I'll throw the same sort of question your way to start off with. Assistant director of Two Art Chicks Gallery, production designer, lead singer, songwriter for bands, also supporting vocalist, banjo player for some bands, provider of music-centered autism therapy and muscular dystrophy care services, fundraiser, marketing consultant, graphic designer, QuickBooks certification and booking, organizing events. Is there a common thread through that kind of background?
I think for me, it's my real passion is manifesting beauty. And I love how captivating it is to watch people get involved in that process. And I love getting involved in that process myself. That's why I love collaborating with other musicians and the bands that I play in. I love working with a production crew, with Monkey Whale Productions. Getting people together to achieve something that is beautiful is people pull things from themselves that you would never expect to see.
Give me an example of something that really struck you. Wow, I never would have guessed that could have happened with this person, and it really floored you.
The first example that comes to mind actually has to do with Susie. The first time that we met, I think we were rehearsing. My band, The Baby Teeth, was rehearsing with me out in our house out in the country in Madison, North Carolina. And Susie had just kind of shown up. She was friends with our mandolin player at the time. And she suddenly became so captivated by the music that we had a fiddle going.
Oh.
She was sawing away, and it was gorgeous. And she was instantly in the band.
Nice.
You just never know what you're going to get. When you start the ball rolling, people show up with their gifts.
Well, speaking of starting the ball rolling, it seems like the breathing room seems like a natural extension of both of your all strengths and interests. But how did it come about? How did this breathing room begin?
I think it was born from extreme frustration. You know, wanting to do things my own way, kind of following my own path and not really finding an existing structure to plug into. And so sort of realizing that, okay, well, I need to create this for myself. And so I think the breathing room was really born through art tasting and the community building that I was doing through the arts with art tasting.
Okay, we need to remind listeners that art tasting also encompassed a whole series of different arts. Give us a synopsis of that organization, that nonprofit.
It was bringing together interdisciplinary artists to really build community and to provide an opportunity for expression, both through performances out in the community and through community programming at the Children's Home and the Enrichment Center.
That seemed like more performance-based. In the breathing room now, more experiential, more education. Tell me about what is the breathing room?
Yeah, so the breathing room is really a place to come together, to create, and to collaborate in a community in a safe, supportive environment. So education-based, but also an opportunity for folks to kind of express, to try something new. It's really bringing together the holistic arts and the expressive arts under one umbrella. We have practitioners that range from aromatherapists to counselors to yoga therapists, tarot, Reiki,
hypnosis, music
therapy.
And you need to break down tarot and Reiki for me. I don't know what those are. What is tarot?
Tarot is an intuitive guidance practice. You may have heard of giving tarot readings with tarot cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about intuitive guidance. I was actually primarily introduced to it by a friend of ours who is going to be a practitioner in the space. And it's really just a way of ascertaining the path that you're on and the many paths that lay out before you and, you know, the choices that you make. And it's an exercise in free will and understanding all of the possible paths that are in front of you.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. And Reiki?
Reiki, it's from Japan, and it's an energy healing modality. It's similar to healing touch, which they do in a lot of hospitals now. Uh-huh. At Baptist, where I run the arts programs, they also have healing touch. They have about 50 volunteers that do it. So it's becoming a very accepted energy-based healing practice.
You went down, I interrupted you midstream in a list of the offerings there. What are some of the other upcoming classes that you're most excited about?
Burlesque.
Burlesque class. That's a new one
class.
For me.
Yeah, it's going to be a six-week mini-series starting in November. And it's actually this friend of ours, Sky is her name, and she does tarot readings primarily in Greensboro, but she really does a lot of women's empowerment and feeling comfortable in your own skin through the art of burlesque, which is a seductive kind of dance.
Yeah. Emily, tell me one of the upcoming classes at the Breathing Room that excites you.
I'm really excited about the variety of yoga practitioners we have teaching within the space, and I'm really excited about just being in the middle of all of that yoga energy because it's very calming, very relaxing, and I think it's going to create sort of the hub that all these practitioners will find their market is drawn to. And so in a way, creating the hub through the yoga and the classes will also lead to sort of an entrepreneurial incubator.
Let's talk about that hub, this space, which is really unique and kind of all the buzz here in Winston-Salem. Describe it for us. And this is an area just a stone's throw from Haynes Park, but off the beaten path in a way that's beautiful and kind of your own little environment out there.
Mm-hmm. It's called the West End Millworks. And we're really excited about the diversity of businesses and projects happening in the space. There's a brewery, a Muay Thai fighting studio, a glass blowing studio.
New restaurant coming up?
New restaurant, the porch. So it's really this kind of exciting, supportive community of most folks are doing these startup businesses for the first time, which is really exciting in our economy. It seems like a natural response to the way things are going is to kind of take it into our own hands and try things our way. Do it small, do it local.
Who, in general, where are you drawing these teachers from? Where do they hail from?
My friends.
Friends of Susie. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Like the best, in my opinion, artists and practitioners in the area. So we have Maddie Sheets leading an open mic monthly. We have Olivia Sledge leading Groove, which is a mix of hip-hop and African, West African dance. We have Ishmael Katibu, who's doing a creative writing class, and he's kind of the lead organizer behind the Piedmont Poetry Slam, which is a spoken word poetry organization. Courtney Branch, who's an amazing painter and artist, she's going to be one of our primary yoga instructors. And there's a bunch more.
Yeah.
But those are kind of the main team players right
Great.
Now.
And you've got, in addition to the classes outlined, you've created a really nice performance space, too. And I know it's involved a lot of design work, a lot of redesign work, really a gorgeous space, and taking full advantage of that upcoming on the 25th. Tomorrow, Breathing Devotion. Tell us about this evening at the Breathing Room.
That's going to be a wonderful evening crafted with Colin Allured. And it's really world music that he's pulled together. You know, Bill Smith is going to be on percussion. We have some really exotic world instruments that he's going to be bringing. And he's going to do a mix of kirtan, which is, they call it bhakti yoga music practice. And that's where you use call and response. So it's really about singing together in community. They talk about really connecting to the heart chakra through music, through singing in community. So, you know, the leader sings a piece and then everyone sings together, along with some performance that you can just sit back and relax and take it in. It's going to be really, really awesome.
Great. Very appropriate. Colin leading call and response. So that's on the 25th. And Bill Smith, great percussionist, and Richard Downs. Boy, it's a little bit of everything there with udu, djembe, all kinds of great stuff. So that'll be fun. That's from 7 to 8:30 on the 25th.
Yes.
At the Breathing Room. That's 918 Bridge Street, by the way. The following night, we've got this free poetry event you alluded to earlier, and that's going to be from 1 to 2:30. Creative writing, spoken word, poetry, all in one. Nice. Who's going to be running this?
Ishmael Katibu.
Tell me about Ishmael.
He's an accomplished author and spoken word artist. We've performed together before, and he's wonderful, and he has a passion for bringing people together around spoken word poetry and really doing empowerment through the art of spoken word. He works with people that are both accomplished writers and performers and total newbies.
That's right. So this will be sort of a launch for his series coming up.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a six-week series involving both creating and writing your own original poetry and then moving into the art of presenting it as well.
Definitely two different arts within an
mm-hmm.
art. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, maybe most importantly, you've got a big fundraiser coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to raise $21,000 with our Indiegogo campaign.
Indiegogo. What is Indiegogo?
Indiegogo is sort of like Kickstarter. It's a crowdsourcing fundraising website. Mm-hmm. And essentially, our goal is to raise enough funds to refinance one of our loans in order to make all of this programming so much more affordable for the community.
Nice.
So we have things like $3 yoga. We have scholarships, so folks can't afford regular programming or workshops, but they want to take them, then they can.
The Breathing Room is an L3C, so our main purpose is to make these services and classes affordable for the community.
So, Emily, take us to the space now. What's it going to look like? What are we going to see? And walk us through.
We have actually expanded to about 1,700 square feet. And when you walk in, you'll see a reception area. We'll have some yoga props and local art on consignment, things like that in the reception area. We have four studios that we're going to be renting that we're really excited about, providing affordable space to local entrepreneurs, massage therapists, all the different practitioners. And then it sort of opens up into the big classroom, which is about 600 square feet.
Oh, that is big.
Yeah, it's been quite a process. Watching these walls go up has been very dear to our hearts.
Very grounding.
You get to learn all about plumbing, electricity, mm-hmm. and drywall. Mm-hmm.
Floor
architecture.
Plans.
Maybe more than you ever wanted to know. Great. All right. Well, thanks for giving us the Breathing Room preview.
Did you like it?
I like it. I'm ready to go.
Yeah?
I want my massage first, then I'll do yoga. I should do the yoga first and then some massage.
We'll see you there.
Right. Do we...